Randy, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Corey?
Good. How's summer been, Randy?
It's been good. You know, I think it was probably a little longer than we all wanted, but in saying that, we're past that now and really looking forward to this upcoming week.
Yeah, I mean, excitement, I guess, around the organization. Obviously, the announcements today to round out your coaching staff and players showing up later this week. I'd imagine things are ramping up pretty good.
Yeah, very true. Things are happening really quick, and it was good to get everything finalized with the coaching staff, and then just tying that into training camp starting soon, I think, just allows everybody to move forward.
Interesting situation last year with your goaltending, obviously, with Dustin Schwartz being promoted with the Oilers and still working with you guys as much as he could, but now you have sort of another option with Curtis Mooka coming in, correct?
Yeah, it's just a combination we're going to have with Dustin and Curtis. It's important that we're still able to have Dustin be a part of our staff, and we thank the Oilers for that, and we thank Dustin for that. And in saying that, obviously, when Curtis came available too, it was, I think, important just to add to our staff, and with Curtis's playing experience and coaching experience he's getting now, along with, like I said, working with Dustin and under Dustin, which felt as, you know, we were fortunate to have the opportunity and just wanted to move forward on it.
I know I've talked with Steve Hamilton in the past about kind of coming into this year as opposed to last year, you know, him and Ryan Marsh working together and sort of being set and know they're coming into a camp together. How important is that to sort of have that this year as opposed to last year when things kind of came together on the fly a little bit?
It's really important. We were even just talking on today with Marshy, where I know he's really excited for the year just because everything happened really quick. And I think for a while here, you know, we were fortunate because there's a lot of continuity with our staff. And everybody was together for a while. And obviously, it was a hectic summer last year. And once things got settled, everybody started to find their place. But now everybody knows where they're at. And I think they're, you know, everyone's looking forward to just to kind of moving forward now in the training camp where it's important where the coaching staff knows, you know, the personalities of the players, but also the players know the personality of the coaching staff. And everybody's just looking forward to that.
Randy Hench joins us here, the GM of the Edmonton Oil Kings. And every year you come into the situation at camp where there's always some question marks, there's some wide-eyed, there's some guys that come back and in really good shape, maybe, and maybe impress you. What do you look forward to the most about training camp, Randy?
Well, I think you kind of touched on a lot of it, and especially this year, we have a fair amount of veteran guys coming back that probably were, probably forced in some roles last year that, they probably didn't have the minutes needed to the year before, and now they've had them. So we're looking forward to some of those veteran players really taking the step. They've had their trial run kind of last year, and now it's their time. And it all starts off with the camp itself, as you said, with the conditioning and how they prepared in the summer, and looking forward to their opportunities which they have in front of them.
During this offseason, it was announced that Cole Benson was moving on, so that kind of cleared up a little bit of your 20-year-old situation. Is that something that's going to be a battle in your mind in camp?
Well, we'll see. I think a lot depends on what happens with Brandon Baddock. He's going to New Jersey's camp, and where Bads fits in there will probably dictate where we're at, and that'll probably solidify where we're at with our 20s.
Speaking of camp, I know Tyler Robertson and Lane Bauer with the Oilers development camp as well. For guys like that get sort of a sniff a little bit, what does that mean for them coming back to another season here in the WHL?
It's a great opportunity for them, and whenever the players get a chance to go to a higher level camp, we encourage it because the players always come back better players. And it's no different for the younger players at our rookie camp or the players that are close to making our team that end up going back for another year of seasoning. If they get a chance to compete and be at a camp at a higher level, you always come back where you've learned things and you take that back to your club teams. And it's no different for our guys that have the opportunity to go to the NHL camps. They come back better players, more confident players. It's a great experience for them, and they just translate that into once they get back into our program.
Randy Hench joins us here. You picked up two imports in the import draft as well. Are they both coming to camp?
Yeah, they both arrive tomorrow and are excited. And all the communication we've had with them, they're looking forward to the season, and it'll be good to have some fresh faces around, that's for sure.
It's always kind of interesting, kind of the first time they jump on the ice and sort of see where they are language-wise, let alone what they can do on the ice. It's always sort of that first few days of them being over. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? It's a big transition for them, and in the end, we have to remind ourselves it's just not the transition for them on the ice, it's off the ice. And you think about it, if you're going to a different country and at a younger age, and there's a lot to take in. And in the end, it probably shows the maturity of the players that how they're just adapting to life on and off the ice and just new experiences. So in the end, you know, it'll take some time, but overall, we're looking forward to both players being here and starting to be the Oil Kings.
During the offseason around the WHL, as Randy Hantsch joins us here, there was some movement, not a ton. Is it kind of quiet this time of year? Is people pretty much happy with what they have, and we'll see what they have after training camp opens up?
Yeah, I think everybody right now is you know, after probably late in the summer, they're set where they're at, and they're just going to go through the, you know, training camp and exhibition season and evaluate their teams. And, you know, we're no different. You know, we're kind of excited to see the players that we know what they're about and see where they fit in. And in the end, like I said, there's a time where everyone's evaluating their own programs, and then we'll make some decisions after that.
The Memorial Cup this year is in Red Deer, of course, and that's it rotates league, obviously, but being close to home in the WHL, it's obviously a big boon, isn't it?
It is. It's always, you know, it's great to have the tournament back in Alberta. It's been a number of years, so, you know, it presents challenges. It's obviously, you know, Red Deer will be loading up, but in saying that, we felt our division has been, you know, highly competitive for a number of years, and you've always had to be ready to play anybody on any night because we felt everybody could compete with each other. So that's an intriguing part, and we'll just have to be ready to play every night.
Camp opens up, on the ice Friday morning?
We're on the ice Friday morning. The younger players, the rookies, they come in for the registration, the fitness testing on Thursday. And then we hit the ice at the Dow Center in Fort Saskatchewan. And that runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The main camp and veterans, they'll do their registration and testing on the Saturday, and then they hit the ice on the Monday to Wednesday.
And the move to the
Andrew Red-White game on Wednesday.
Sorry, excuse me, and the move to the Dow as well this year, kind of a bigger location for people to go to, hey?
Yeah, correct. It changed the venues. Still back in the sport, they've treated us well, and I think it's been great for Fort Saskatchewan also, and this year we're at the Dow Center and looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Randy Hantsch, GM of the Edmonton Oil Kings. We'll see you down there this weekend. Randy, appreciate the time as always.
Sounds good, Corey. Appreciate it. Thank you.